Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Yivamos Daf Samach Zayin, Yivamos 67. And we're going to start with the Mishnah on 67a. The Mishnah tells us, Abbas Yisrael. So let's say you have the daughter of an Israelite, Shenises LeKohen, and she marries a Kohen. And the law is that when she's married to the Kohen, she's allowed to eat from the Truma, from the sacred food that is specific to the Kohen, but after he dies, she can't eat that food. She can't eat the truma unless she has offspring that are alive. So, from that Kohen. So, in this case, we have a Bas Israel. We have the daughter of an Israelite who's married to the Kohen, and then this Kohen dies. V'hinicha mu'beres, and he leaves behind a pregnant woman. So she is pregnant. So what? So then the law is lo yochu avadeh b'truma mipnei chalko shel ubar. Then her servants cannot eat from this sacred food, this truma, because of the portion of inside her of the fetus. She'uber posel ve'enu machil, devei Rabbi Yossi, because the fetus disqualifies and does not allow you to eat on behalf of the fetus. That's the position of Rabbi Yossi. So let's look at Rashi, and Rashi will explain what this position of Rabbi Yossi is. So Rashi says, v'hinicha mu'beres, the Kohen left behind the pregnant woman. Rashi says, aval pi sheyeshla bonim himenu, even though she has other children from this Kohen, v'hi ochelas betruma, and she herself is allowed to eat from the truma, lo yochu avdei tzon barzel betruma. Her servants, who are called the tzon barzel servants, meaning to say, that's the property that stays with the husband's estate. That at the beginning of a marriage, they decide which property she'll take out from the marriage and which she won't. So the tzon barzel is where the husband gives her a set price for the property at the beginning of the marriage, and then he keeps it. So those servants who are considered to be tzon barzel assets, they are not allowed to eat from the truma. And the reason is, Rashi says, l'fisha hin shel yorshim, because they belong to the heirs, not to her. They're the property of the husband's heirs. V'yeshlu uber bahem chelek, and so therefore this fetus has a portion, the fetus who she's pregnant with has a portion amongst the rest of the heirs. V'inlu uber koach achilum bitruma, and the fetus itself has no ability, doesn't have the power to allow the slaves to eat from the truma. The truma is allowed to eat if you're an offspring of the Kohen. But in this case, the Uber disqualifies the slaves from eating the Truma. Why? And the Gemara is going to give two explanations, which Rashi cites here. Im mishum de kasavar Uber b'me'e zara zarhu. The first explanation Rashi cites from the Gemara is because maybe we're of the position that the fetus inside the mother, and the mother is the daughter of an Israelite, the fetus inside the mother is considered to be a zar, a non-Kohen. And so therefore, since the fetus is a non-Kohen, if that's the possibility, then we're going to say that this fetus prevents people from eating the truma because he's not a Kohen and it's his property. Or the alternatively is imishum de kasavar yawad ma'achil she'en yawad e'machil. Or the alternative explanation that the Gemara also offers, which Rashi cites here, is because maybe we're of the position that only a baby who's born is able to cause to allow his servants to eat on his behalf the truma if he's a Kohen. But if he's not yet born, he's not allowed to. He doesn't have the power to allow them to eat from the truma, as it states, "V'yulid beiso heim yochu b'lachmo karibe ya'achilu." Meaning to say, Rashi says, the offspring of his house, they are the ones who can eat from his bread, but we read it as they are the ones who allow the food to be eaten. Whereas, so that's the position of Rabbi Yossi. Amruo, so they responded. They responded to Rabbi Yossi. That this is problematic. So the sages said to Rabbi Yossi, "Me'achar shehei adata lanu ambaz Yisrael l'kohen, since you're testifying to us about the daughter of an Israelite to a kohen, then you should have also said to us, af bas kohen l'kohen. You should have also talked to us about the case of a kohen's daughter who married a Kohen, umes, and then the Kohen dies, v'hinicha mu'beres, and if he left her pregnant, then under those circumstances, then the slaves are not able to eat from the truma, and they chalko shel ubar, because on account of the the fetus's share of the slaves. Meaning to say, why are you telling us about the fact that she's a daughter of an Israelite? She should be the daughter of a Kohen. It would be the same law. Because if you're saying that the reason, for example, is that the offspring doesn't allow somebody to eat, well, then what does it matter? Okay, what does it matter if she's the daughter of a Kohen or the daughter of an Israelite? Rashi says that Af bas Kohen la Kohen, even the daughter of a Kohen to a Kohen, kiven da amris she'en yolud eino machil, since you said that if the offspring is not yet born, it can't allow others to be eaten, hecha avadim ochem betrumah nechal kol shel uber. So then, how is it possibly the case that the slaves can eat from the truma on account of the portion of the fetus? Shari avadavim, they're the slaves of the fetus. Ve'en ochem ela b'shvilo, v'en b'koch achil. So the sages are saying, it doesn't matter. Why are you telling us about the fact that she's the daughter of an Israelite? That's irrelevant. It's the daughter of a Kohen. It will be the same law that the fetus causes this problem, that the slaves, since he's a partial owner of the slaves, therefore they can't eat from the truma until he's born.